What do you get when you cross a lamb and a rocket?
I don't know. What?
A space sheep.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
What if the world went backwards, Mum? Would I get up with the setting sun? Dirty my teeth and chew my food. Spit it out whole. Would you call that rude? I would grow into a baby, see what I mean? The good thing is my nappy would be suddenly clean after making it smelly in the washing machine. Put in your whites and they come out green. And kitty cat would be tacky tick. Crocodile would be a little cook. Elephant would be the nappy lay, but Dad would still be Dad. We'd unpaint art, make the canvas bare. Leave the salon with longer hair. Hooray, hip, hip, when we cheer. Fix your legs when you fall up the stairs. Granddad grows less bald and starts to grin when the dentist puts his teeth back in. He pokes in splinters with a pin and watches his unwrinkling skin. And hippopotamus will be sumatopopit. Kangaroo will be uraganek. Alligator will be a rotogilla, but Mum will still be Mum. Toot will still go toot. A kook is still a kook. A dud will be a dud. A nun will be a nun. Wow will still be wow. And lots of laughs will still be lol. What if the world went backwards, Mum? I'd play guitar like... What if the world went backwards, Mum? Would a burp be fun? What if the world went backwards, Mum? Evolution would be fun. Future me with a hairy thumb. A tail much better than a gun. Back in the pond we'd all be scum. What if the world went backwards, Mum? The end of my song would have just begun. If the world went backwards, Mum.
What if the world went backwards? That's Levity Beat right here on the Children's Hour. They're coming out of New Zealand. I'm Katie Stone. I'm so happy to be with all of you out in listener land and all these great kids here on Zoom. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Olay.
Hi, it's the olive tree.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hey, it's Gareth.
Hi, it's Evan.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, friends, it's Melissa.
Well, thank you all so much for being here. We're really going to get spaced out today on the show. We are going to learn about the universe with Dr. Katie Mack. She is an astrophysicist, the author of the book The End of Everything. And she's going to talk with us about the timeline of the universe, what's out there in the universe outside of our galaxy. And she's got a lot of information about black holes and dark matter. We're going to get into it. It's the Children's Hour. And up next is Ruth and Amelia. Stick with us. This episode is getting out of this world.
Are you ready?
Gonna bring peace and love, something new.
from one point in space to another. Watch out for those black holes, though. Everything gets crushed in there, so we have to avoid those.
Oh, no, be careful!
Ooh, we gonna fly, heading through the starry sky. See the planets sailing by, we're soaring through the galaxy. Gonna bring peace and love, something that's too little of. Share some caring from above, we're soaring through the galaxy. Soaring through the galaxy, soaring through the galaxy. It's great to be soaring through the galaxy. Soaring through the galaxy, soaring through the galaxy. It's great to be soaring.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and with us on the show today is Dr. Katie Mack. She's a theoretical astrophysicist. Well, honestly, we have to figure out what that is. And she's the author of a book called The End of Everything. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Dr. Mack.
Thank you very much for having me.
We obviously have to start at square one. What exactly is a theoretical astrophysicist?
Astrophysicist is the word for somebody who studies space and specifically how things in space work. So how stars work, how planets work, how galaxies work, and in my case, how the whole universe works. So I study how the universe started, how it might end, how it's been changing over time, how physics works out there in the cosmos. And the theoretical part, the first part of the name, is because I do this work by looking at theories, at ways that we describe the universe with mathematics, with, you know, geometry, with shapes and ideas. I don't use telescopes. I don't look at the sky. I don't use data from observations or experiments. I work on the theoretical side, the side that's really thinking about the ideas, the questions, and the way that we translate what we learn about the universe into mathematics.
Whoa, that leads to a lot of questions, I'm sure, from our crew. Amadeus, I'm going to you.
So, how big is the universe?
That's a great question. So it depends on how you define universe. Okay, so usually when we work with thinking about the universe, we talk about the observable universe. So the observable universe is the part of space that we can see, the part of space that, you know, we have any information about. And the universe could be much bigger than that. But just like when you're standing on the Earth, you can only see out to a certain distance. You can see out to the horizon. You can't see all the way around. And it's similar with the universe. There's a kind of horizon, a distance out beyond which we cannot see. And that horizon is about 46 billion light years away. So a light year is the distance that light travels in 1 year. It's a very long way. And our, you know, just for reference, our nearest star besides the sun is about 4.2 light years away. And that's just within our own galaxy. You know, there's other stars in our galaxy. The closest one is about 4.2 light years away. And so the whole observable universe is it's a sphere around us of 46 billion light years. Now, it's a sphere because that's how far we can see in every direction. It's not that the whole universe is a sphere. We don't actually know what the shape of space might be if you could look at it from the outside, because we can't. But we know that we can see 46 billion light years in any direction. And so that makes a sort of circle, a sphere around us.
That's so interesting. It's funny because when you think about the universe, I don't know about all of you on the kids crew here. When I think about the universe, I guess I always did kind of think of it like we're in a ball of some kind of stars all around us. But I suppose that makes sense because that's all we can see, really. And that might not actually be the shape or...
Yeah, it's like when you're standing on the Earth and, you know, the horizon is a circle around you. Right, wherever you're standing, There's a circle all around you that's the horizon. That's as far as you can see in any direction. You can see the same distance in every direction, depending on, you know, maybe there's a mountain or a building, but if you were in a big flat space, you could see the same distance in any direction. That makes a circle centered on you. And in the universe, we're at the center of a sphere centered on us. And that sphere, that ball is 46 billion light years in every direction, because that's how far we can see in every direction. And just, by the way, a light year is about 6 trillion miles. So these are numbers that you can't really keep in your head. I mean, light travels really, really fast. And a year is a long time. So something traveling really fast for a really long time gets very far.
What inspired you to become an astrophysicist?
I was inspired by trying to understand how things work. So when I was a little kid, I used to take things apart a lot. I would disassemble remote controls or little, you know, toy cars, or, you know, try and figure out how my bicycle worked. I was always trying to understand how things worked. And I think that it just kind of kept going from there. You know, I wanted to understand how the bicycle worked, and then I wanted to understand how the physics of a wheel works and how that makes you move forward. And then I wanted to understand how the physics of the Earth works and why we have days and seasons. And then I wanted to understand how the universe works and how physics works out there in space. And, you know, why do we have weight when we're here? And why do the astronauts float around? And all of those big questions, I just wanted to understand how everything worked. And so that naturally led to bigger and bigger questions on bigger and bigger scales. And that's how I ended up thinking about astrophysics.
What is an astrophysicist?
So astrophysics is really just the study of physics out in space, of physics of things out in space. So physics is how things work, how things move, or how things interact, or, you know, how things came to be. And astrophysics is that for space. So stars, planets, galaxies, black holes, all of that is astrophysics. And an astrophysicist is somebody who studies those things, who tries to understand them.
The astrophysicist that's with us today on the Children's Hour is a theoretical astrophysicist. Her name is Dr. Katie Mack. And we have so many questions for you, Dr. Mack, because you are doing cutting edge research on things that I'm sure listeners of all ages have no idea even exist. So we're going to come right back with more with Dr. Katie Mack right here on the Children's Hour.
Girls can do anything. Girls are some shining stars. Girls have the right to sing. Don't say we're going too far. Girls can do anything. Girls are some shining stars. Girls have the right to sing. This girl is going to Mars.
My spaceship is a refrigerator box, covered in foil from the bottom to the top. It's not that sturdy, and so it shakes a lot. Number one lady astronaut blasting off. Out and out of space, I can see the woman in the moon's glowing face. The seven sisters waved at me as I flew by. My reply was waving high to the night sky.
Girls can do anything. Girls are some shiny stars. Girls have the right to sing. Don't say we're going too far. Girls can do anything. Girls are some shiny stars. Girls have the right to sing. This girl is going to Mars.
I just landed on the red planet. It's dry and abandoned. Look, there's a canyon. I've never been to Mars before. It's the opposite of the ocean floor. It's so hot, it's steaming. I'm thinking about leaving. It's way I land hot from the morning to the evening. I came up here looking for evidence. I have a camera, but no camera lens. I jumped out and started looking for life forms. Right away got blinded by a solar light storm. It looked like the Aurora Borealis, or a beautiful, shining, magnetic floating palace. I looked at the sky thinking about astronomy, then at the ground thinking about paleontology. So I didn't notice when the aliens followed me. I turned around to see a female alien as tall as me.
Girls can do anything. Girls are some shiny stars. Girls have the right to sing. Don't say we're going too far. Girls can do anything. Girls are some shiny stars. Girls have the right to sing. This girl is going to Mars.
A female alien is a Martian girl. There's no evidence of them in the human world. I said to them, I come in peace. They asked their leader, does she have to leave? Their leader said, let's wait. we're stars.
Girls can do anything. Girls are some shining stars. Girls have the right to sing. Don't say we're going too far. Girls can do anything. Girls are some shining stars. Girls have the right to sing. This girl is going to Mars. Girls can do anything. Girls have the right to sing. Girls can do anything. Girls have the right to sing.
Another rocket ship run. Another rocket ship run. Another rocket ship run.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and Museum of International Folk Art, divisions of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, support the Children's Hour. Learn more about both museums at newmexicoculture.org/museums. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by Electric Playhouse. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.